coming up this week on the Rave Podcast.
Friends are extremely important to me. And if you are constantly negative, if you constantly have a depressed spirit or you're always complaining about things, who is going to want to hang around you? Other people who complain. Other people who are negative. And guess what it does? It feeds this vicious cycle of you constantly wondering, man, why am I depressed? Why do I struggle with anxiety? Why am I so negative? I want to encourage you, the first thing that you want to do, if you want to change your vibes, if you want to start to have good vibes, is look at your tribe. We've been having an awesome summer. I actually went camping this summer. Anybody in here go camping? Okay. All right. Yeah, I went camping with that guy right there. And thank you for taking me camping. It was a lot of fun. And I've been having an amazing summer, but one thing I love about summer is how relaxed you feel. Isn't it so nice, like sleeping in until 11 o'clock? Like, yeah. I got all the time in the world. Why just have one bowl of cereal, right? That's where you just have two bowls of cereal. It's summertime. Three bowls. No, you know what? Just get a big old popcorn bowl. Pour the whole gallon in there. The whole box of Oreo O's. Who's tried Oreo O's? Listen. That's where it's at. Hey, but while summer is so positive, have you guys ever noticed that somehow in the middle of the school year, there's just like this dark cloud of negativity that just starts to happen? Like preach, right? Yeah, it's like the first week you show up, everybody's all nice. Like, oh my gosh, you grew like 6 feet. Oh my goodness, Robbie hit puberty. Oh my gosh. Like, it was an amazing summer. And then all of a sudden, everyone's really nice. Everyone's in like their nice clothes the first week. Let's be honest. You girls, you spend like 2 hours the night before looking through all your clothes, trying them all on, right? You're taking pictures.
What do you think of this one, Kelsey?
Right? 2 hours. Listen. Till you get the right ones. Guys, you don't even care. You show up in your pajamas and you're just like, woo, back to school. I barely made it here on time. Right? Yeah. I'm thankful I'm a man. But we have an epidemic of negativity. Negativity all around us. Like when you get on Instagram and you start to go through your newsfeed, how many of you guys know, like, so many people are always complaining? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this waitress at the restaurant, she took like 10 seconds too long to get me my drink. And they're just complaining just to complain. Or how about when you turn on the TV? If you've ever turned the TV on at night, you'll notice like the late night show. Anybody ever like notice that? And all the guy does is complain. In fact, negativity is all around us. Maybe for some of you, it's negative at your home. Your parents talk about, I hate my job. I hate going into work every day. Or maybe for you, your friends are always, girls, this one's especially, maybe your friends are always talking bad about others. They're just negative. And just a little side note, if they're talking bad about others to you, they're probably talking bad about you to them. If you missed that, free tip. But negativity is all around us. And so what do we do? How do we have good vibes? How do we have good energy? How do we have a positive attitude in a world that is just full of bad vibes? How do we do that? We have to be different. In fact, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I had a bully on the playground, okay? All right, anybody ever have a bully moment? I remember I was in the sandbox, and I was building... All right, listen, some people, they build like boring things like sandcastles. Listen, no, I build awesome things. Like I would build like things in the shape of footballs because I love football. I would build just amazing things. And one day, this kid came into the sandbox. I'll never forget him because he was like 6 foot in the fifth grade. And he weighed like probably like 250 pounds. This was a big boy in the sixth grade. And I remember he came over to the sandbox and all of a sudden I just seen a shadow on the sand. Like, it blocked the sun. I mean, seriously. And I look up, and I'm like, oh, hi. And he looked down, he's like, what are you doing in my sandbox? And I'm like, I know I can't fight you, but you're wearing a red shirt and, oh yeah, get out of my way. If you don't know about that, you don't know about Kool-Aid commercials in the 90s. It was a big red thing. And he'd go, oh yeah, just like that. So I look up at this kid and I said, oh yeah. He's like, what are you saying? I said, dude, you look like the big red Kool-Aid man in that shirt. And I started to pick on this kid, and no kidding you, he sat on me in the sandbox. There was an imprint in the sandbox, the shape of me. Like, I'm telling you, I was laying there, and all of a sudden, I couldn't hold back anymore. I threw up chunks of pizza on this kid. True story. True story. And our pizza was gross. Like, don't you ever complain about your school lunch. What we got for pizza, literally, they bought out a sheet, and they, like, cut it, and you had, like, a square piece of pizza, and it was always soggy. Yeah. And so I got sat on, and I'll tell you what, I learned a valuable lesson that day. That's a good one. My valuable lesson is, if you can't think of anything positive to say, just don't say it at all. And if you're going to say something negative, just make sure you can run faster than them, okay? I'm just saying. But we have to deal with negative people. First of all, I'm not condemning bullying bullies. But at the same time, like, how many of you guys know, how do we deal with negative people? I did not know how to deal with negative people. I really didn't. In fact, maybe some of the famous negative people you know. Go ahead and pull up the pictures real quick. Who can tell me who this is right here? Anybody know who that is? Yeah, if you watch, who is it? It's Simon Cowell from America's Got Talent. And if you don't know him from America's Got Talent, then American Idol, and he's super negative. All right, what about the next one? All right, anybody know who that is? Listen, I got a point. All right, his name is Michael Moore, and he makes these films that are just so negative. Like, honestly, I don't know how he sleeps at night. Very negative. All right, next person. Next person. All right, who knows who that is? Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. I can't believe you burned it. Like he's just, like, so negative. This food is terrible. Ugh. Just a negative person. And so, what do we do with all these negative people? We're surrounded by it. It's on your social media. There's people at school. Maybe it's your family. I want to read this scripture, and this is what I want to start with tonight, because I think that this is a key to you overcoming negativity. It says this: fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And what this scripture means, I know that's kind of deep, maybe you don't read your Bible a lot, but I want to explain it, because here's what it's saying. It's while everybody else is thinking about what's wrong in the world, and what they can't do, and oh my gosh, I can't believe she dyed her hair, it looks, and all the other people are being negative, we can choose, as people, to have positive thoughts. We can choose to have good vibes. We can choose to be lifter-uppers, not putter-downers. We can choose to be a positive influence in our schools. And on our news feed, we can feed people with garbage, or we can feed positivity. And my encouragement is ask the person next to you. I want you to say this real quick. What vibes, everybody say, what vibes do you give? What vibes do you give? I love this quote. I love this quote by Winston Churchill. He said this: attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Winston Churchill once said that. If you don't know who that is, maybe you should take social studies again. But it's so true. Your attitude, you may think, oh, it's just a small thing. They're just having a bad day. But you know what? Your attitude through life, the way that you see life, the way that you view the world, makes a huge difference. In fact, I really want to tell you this, because your vibe will determine three different things in your life. And I want to talk about the three things, that the vibe that you put off, your attitude, your personality, your energy. There's going to be three things that it will affect. The first thing is your vibe will determine who is in your tribe. Ooh, I rhymed there. You see that, dude? I should. Oh, come on now. I'm preaching now. Your vibe will determine who is in your tribe. I don't know about you, but friends are extremely important to me. And if you are constantly negative, if you constantly have a depressed spirit, or you're always complaining about things, who is going to want to hang around you? Other people who complain. Other people who are negative. And guess what it does? It feeds this vicious cycle of you constantly wondering, man, why am I depressed? Why do I struggle with anxiety? Why am I so negative? I want to encourage you, the first thing that you want to do, if you want to change your vibes, if you want to start to have good vibes, is look at your tribe. Look at the people that surround you. And some of you, it's on your newsfeed. Maybe it's not your friends at school, but you look at your newsfeed and 90% of it is negative people. You know what? I want to encourage you. It's really simple. Like, you can go on someone else's page and unfollow them. It's amazing. Instead of having to comment on things that you don't like, I disagree with you. You're stupid. You should quit at life. Like, just unfollow them. No one needs your comments of negativity. We have enough things as young people that are discouraging us. We have enough things to face. We don't need someone else being discouraging. Like, I'm so tired of bullies, man. Like, I'm seriously so tired. I talk to teenagers all the time, and they say, you know what? People at my school are so mean. They're so harsh. They will tear you down right in front of others just so they can get a laugh, a cheap laugh. And that person goes home feeling terrible about themselves. And some kids end up, you know, taking their own life. We got to do something about this. Listen, the vibe that you put off is affecting other people. And I want to encourage you, if there's people that are being negative, don't hang out with them. Choose not to be like everyone else. So I love this scripture. It says this in Proverbs 22, 24 through 25. It says this: don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people. You will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. Listen. When we hang out with negative people, people who are always angry, constantly looking for the fault, for things wrong in the world, you know what happens? Is we endanger our own soul. It destroys us. It's kind of like toxic. It's like poison. When we're around things that are constantly negative, maybe it's just TV shows, some music you listen to. I just want to throw a little side note in there. Some of you guys need to go through your playlist tonight and delete some negative music. Seriously. And you wonder why we wake up as Americans with anxiety and depression. Seriously, it's an epidemic. Middle schoolers are going to get medicated for anxiety, for depression. And then you look at the music that they're listening to. You know what? There's actually been studies that show that people who spend more time on their screens are actually more depressed than people who don't, who spend less time on their screens. It all starts with your mind. It all starts with the tribe that you accept into your life, the people you surround yourself with. The second thing is your vibe determines where... Oh, I love this one. This one's really good. Your vibe determines how you're described, how other people describe you. When people talk about you, what do they say? They say, oh, man, they're always negative. They're always talking bad about other people. And I'm not saying what they say to your face. I'm saying, what do they really think when you walk away? What do they really think when you walk away? I don't know about you, but someday I'm going to be dead in a casket, and I'm okay with that. Like, I know, hopefully it's not soon, because I love my family, I love my kids, I love you guys. But what's going to happen is people are going to get up behind a microphone that can't speak, most of them can't speak, and they're going to tell people, they're going to describe me. They're going to describe the kind of life I live. And I don't want them to say, yeah, my uncle was a drunk. He was always arguing politics, and he was just really negative. But one time he gave me a cookie, and I guess he's generous. Like, what's that? But it starts young. You wonder how old people become, like, negative sometimes and, like grumpy. It starts as a young person. The habits that you have throughout your life, the personality that you have starts today. It starts with who you surround yourself with. It starts with what you read, what you listen to, what you watch on Netflix. Some of you guys spend too much time on Netflix. No wonder you're depressed. I was talking to a kid. He like watched Stranger Things in less than 48 hours. Like how? If you want people to say good things about you, if you want people to say good things about you, I know all, who wants to be popular in here? Who wants to be liked? Who genuinely wants people to love them? All of us want people to love us. If you want people to love you and gravitate toward you, the best thing you can do is have a positive attitude. The best thing you can do is put off good vibes. Because I know, you know what, when I hang out with people, I want to hang out with people who make me laugh, who want to have a good time, who aren't always in the corner by themselves because they're feeling sorry for them. I want to hang out with people who are excited about life. And by the way, if you're in the corner alone and you're constantly wondering why no one wants to talk to you, I want to encourage you, decide today, get up, go across the room and just be open, be welcome to somebody, be kind. You'd be amazed what can start with a kind gesture. I love what the Bible says in Ephesians. Man, it is hot in here. I'm like sweating. It's all these good vibes, man. Woo! It says this. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. When it talks about the Spirit, it talks about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. You guys realize that God is real. And He is in you. He speaks to you. He may whisper small things like, hey, I want to encourage you today. Don't get upset about that. Or, hey, man, don't go with those friends. You're going to get in trouble. A lot of times we ignore that. But what this is saying is instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God. You know we were created to be like God? We were created to be positive. We were created to see the world as a beautiful place. Then it goes on to say, truly righteous and holy. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth. We are all parts of the same body. So many times, you know what that says? Is so many times we want to separate people and say, oh, you can't be in my group. Like, you're not welcome here. And you know what? It's not just the world. Sometimes it's at church. I can't believe they came to church. They're a hypocrite. They don't belong here. They're fake. But you know what? Where else would they rather be? Where else would you rather see them? I don't know, but when I go to a hospital, I am thankful for hospitals because sick people go to the doctor, right? In the same way, church should be a place where broken people can come. When people walk in here and they're struggling at home or they have a heartbroken life and maybe they're not like you as a Christian, we should be the most welcoming organization in the planet. We should be so loving. Of course, we know that maybe that's not God's best for them, but they'll learn it. They'll get it in time. Listen, I want to encourage you. I want us to be the most positive group of young people. I want us to start a movement that when people walk through these doors, and we're going to fill this place, that we just have the best vibes. When people walk in here, that they feel so loved, they feel so welcome, they feel so accepted, that they said, you know what, I need to keep going back there because there's something different about that place. And you know what it is? It's the Holy Spirit. The difference between people who have good vibes and people who don't is, do you really have God in your life? That is the key right there. And then it goes on to say this, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be encouragement to all who hear them. Some of us, we just need to get a taper on our tongue. And then it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all evil types of behavior. Instead, everyone say instead. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God forgave you. You want to put off good vibes? You want to have friends this school year? You want to be popular? You want to be influential? You want more followers on your Instagram? You want to be a world changer? You want to make a difference? It starts with these traits. Be kind. Start there. If you can't start anywhere else, start with being kind. You'd be amazed how far it goes. And then beyond that, be tenderhearted. You don't have to be so hard to other people. And forgive other people who do you wrong. Don't be a grudge holder. So first thing, Your vibe will determine who is in your tribe, what kind of friends you have, what kind of people want to be around you. Your vibe will determine how other people describe you. And the last thing is your vibe will determine where you arrive. I don't know about you, but I want to arrive at the end of my life knowing that I lived an amazing life. See, God has a purpose, a destiny, a dream, a specific calling for each and every one of you. But how you see it, your attitude, your mentality, the way you think can greatly affect whether you reach that destination or not. It really can. Thank you for the water. I love my wife. Everybody give it up for Chanel. She read my mind. Hey, baby, I got good vibes about you. Thank you. Yeah. So here's what happens. Everybody point at their head. Everybody point at their head. Because it starts with your thoughts. Go ahead and pull up that graph here real quick. It starts with your thoughts. Everything in your life, your destination, your dream, when you get to the end of your life, it'll all start with a thought. Because your thoughts will become actions. A lot of times we think about something and then we do it. And then your actions, that time that you decide, you know what, I'm just going to watch this movie once, even though it's rated R and I shouldn't be watching it. Guess what? Those actions become a habit. I don't know why I started listening to Drake. I just listened to one song. All of a sudden, I'm addicted to Drake. It's just a habit. I can't explain it. And then your habit becomes your character. It becomes who you are. You start to identify as those things that all started with a thought. And then guess what? Your character will determine the direction that you take with your life, whether you're successful, whether you're positive, whether you're loving and kind. And then your direction will determine your destination. Your destination, your purpose, your plans that God has for you all starts right here. It all starts with a thought. It starts with a decision in the morning when you wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, you know what? Today I'm going to be loving. Today, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. It all starts with a thought. God's purpose for your life starts in your mind. The Bible says it like this. We need to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. When you have bad thoughts, when you think negative, when you don't think, you know one of the biggest things I struggled with? I just want to be vulnerable. One of my biggest challenges is I just didn't think I was good enough. I had a faulty self-image of myself. I really believed this lie that I wasn't capable of doing anything great with my life. I really did. And for so many times, I said, why even try? I feel like a failure. And it all started with my thoughts. I had negative thoughts. I viewed myself in a negative way. But it's when I started replacing those negative thoughts with God thoughts. I started to read God's word, and I started to realize that God says, no, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That God has a purpose for my life. And he didn't make a mistake on me. He didn't mess up on me. When I start to read God's words and I replace those thoughts, those negative thoughts, with God's thoughts for my life, I started seeing myself differently. And then what it says, I love the Bible, it says this, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Sometime, there's going to be some things that you just don't understand, and that's okay. It says, listen to God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one that'll keep you on track. If you listen to God's voice, instead of the voices of the world, the voices of social media, the voices of Drake. I know y'all love Drake, but instead of listening to the voices of the world, start to listen to God's voice. Start to listen to God's voice. And that will keep you on track. So I want to sum it up. Let's read this scripture in Philippians 4:8. It says, summing it up all, friends, I'll say to you, do the best, filling your minds and meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, and authentic. Compelling and gracious. I love this part. Everybody say the best.
The best.
Focus on the best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not to curse. Put into practice what you learned and what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. I love that. God wants to work everything together for your good. So I want to encourage you guys tonight. Begin to have good vibes. Start to pay attention. What vibes am I putting off to other people? Am I positive? Do I lift other people up? Am I encouraging? Or am I a bully? Am I horrible to other people? Because your vibes will determine your tribe. Your vibes will determine how you're described. And your vibes will determine where you arrive in your life. And so I want to pray. I know it all rhymed. I like that. That's good. So I want to pray with you real quick. Because this is really challenging. Everybody bow their heads. Jesus, we thank you so much that you've called us as young men and women of God to have a positive attitude, that you've called us to love other people. God, I feel like there's some young people in here tonight that as they're listening to this message, they're starting to think, like, man, I don't even know how to have positive vibes. I don't even know how to think positive. I'm surrounded by so much negativity. Maybe your parents at home speak down to you and tell you you're not good enough. Maybe you're bullied at school and people say mean things to you. Maybe you're the person that because you're so insecure, you bully other people to make yourself feel better about yourself. I don't know where you're at on that spectrum, but all of us need a transformation. We need God thoughts in our lives. If you're in here today and you want to begin to have God thoughts, you want to put off a positive vibe, you want to have an amazing purpose for your life, it starts with a relationship with Jesus. And there's a thought in your mind. Like I told you, your destination starts with a thought. And that thought is right now, in this moment, God is tugging on your heart and he's saying, you know what? I want you. I want you. Because I know that I created you for a big purpose. If you're in here today and you want God to transform your heart, transform the way you see other people, transform the way you see the world around you, and transform the way you think, that starts by accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're in here tonight and you want that change in your life, you want to be different, you don't ever want to be the same, you want Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to raise your hand right now all across the room. All across, amazing. Keep your hands up, keep your hands up. I'm so proud of you. Thank you, 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 thank you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hands going up all over. This is amazing. Thank you, thank you. God is doing something big in you young people tonight. That's amazing. Keep your heads bowed. We're going to say this prayer together. Everyone say, Jesus. Thank you so much for dying on the cross for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Change me. Make me into the person you want me to be. Help me think differently. Give me a positive attitude. Give me good vibes, God. In Jesus' name, amen.